Madonna, she's on a trip. Lean back and stay a while now, here's my turn.
Hello, this is Monitor for the final weekend in 1967. I'm your host, Ed McMahon. In this half hour, Bob Considine, Joe Gargiola, and right now, a new one by the old mule driver, Frankie Lane, with a spiteful word for a lost love. I'm happy to hear that you're sorry.
I'm happy to hear you're sorry. Sorry you made me cry. You thought that you could find the love to open mine. But the love that you went looking for, I hear all the time I'm happy to hear your sorry. And you want the love that we shared way back when.
Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Hi, the Russians are giving us a fuzzy time in connection with the opening of direct air travel between New York and Moscow, and vice versa. Well, friends, I'll be back with more on that after this. You know, most of us don't really understand income protection health insurance. So here's the inside story from Mutual of Omaha.
Income protection health insurance pays you when you're sick or hurt and can't work. It pays you cash, like a salary, to spend as you choose, for hospital and doctor bills, or for living expenses. Most income protection policies have time limits. They'll pay for, say, 6 months or a year, then stop paying. One policy that never stops paying is Mutual of Omaha Paycheck Protection. Whether you're in the hospital or at home, Mutual of Omaha Paycheck Protection can pay for as long as you're disabled, even for life. What should you look for in an income protection policy? Check how long it will pay, whether you're disabled in the hospital or at home, and whether it covers both sickness and accident. To make sure it does, see your local Mutual of Omaha man. Get the inside story on Paycheck Protection Health Insurance from Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
The basic Soviet-American agreement on a New York-Moscow shuttle service by jet plane was signed 13 months ago. But ever since then, the Russians have found some excuse not to get cracking on the deal. And on at least one occasion, and perhaps more, we broke the thing off. The newest foul-up comes from the fact that Russia wants its New York-bound planes to land in Montreal. We're lint-picking on that, on the ground that the original agreement called for non-stop flights both ways. Some of our people say that the plane the Russians intend to use, the four-engined IL-62, just doesn't have the range to buck the prevailing west-east headwinds. Further, to complicate the situation, the Port Authority, which handles airports here in the New York area, is not too happy about the amount of noise the IL-62 makes. A dozen other red tape details must be cleared up before President Johnson is properly informed by the Civil Aeronautics Board that everything is in order. Apparently, our entry in that unusual service, Pan American's Boeing 707, passed muster at two Moscow airports earlier this month. There's no question about its having a long enough range to make the Moscow-New York run nonstop. As an airplane buff, it's a fascinating prospect. Americans, being incorrigible travelers, now descend on Russia to the tune of about 15,000 a year. Russians, unless they're trusted officials, are allowed no such mobility. The number of non-official Russian tourists in the United States this year will number about 200. In other words, just two crossings of the IL-62 could bring to the United States all the Russian tourists permitted to come here this year. There's also the embarrassing prospect of Pan Am planes unloading scores and scores of passengers at Moscow International Airport, and Russian Aeroflot planes disgorging only a handful at John F. Kennedy International here in New York. A question of face would then be raised. Russia might have to concoct a reason why so few of its citizens were granted visas to leave the USSR. The IL-62, like every other new plane, was born full of engineering bugs, but these have been eradicated by Soviet aeronautical engineers. It's a fine-looking aircraft, with its four big pure jet engines set at the back of the fuselage, like Britain's VC-10. It will be followed in 1970 or thereabouts by the Soviet supersonic plane, which will be a little smaller than the British-French Concorde, which Pan American will be using by that time, but a few miles an hour faster than the Pan Am plane. I don't know what the Russians will do when Pan Am begins sending its 747s to Moscow about 1972. The 747, also made by Boeing, will hold nearly 500 passengers. If the Russians build something like that monster and put it on the Moscow-New York run, well, it's going to be a mighty lonely trip all the way across the Atlantic. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now, a final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Yes.
Do policy owners like Mutual of Omaha's local hometown service instead of dealing with an office hundreds of miles away? When an independent research company asked policy owners, "Are you satisfied with Mutual of Omaha's overall service?" over 97% of the thousands replying said yes. Policy owners like Mutual of Omaha's local hometown service. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
At 15 minutes after the hour, Monitor scans the nation for today's weather. Pretty cold. Monitor does not scan the for today's weather. I don't have that page. I'm sorry. I had something before today's weather. Now I have that page. Thank you. Rushed by courier. I knew your uncle, Mercury. On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again tomorrow, presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, here on the Monitor Beacon.
The Wetson family of restaurants thanks you for your past patronage and wish you all a very happy and healthy new year. And here's Wetson's resolution for 68. The Wetson's hamburger restaurants pledge to continue to serve you only the finest of food, with Wetson's famous fast, courteous service and for your eating pleasure. And now, Wetson's will welcome 10 new restaurants to their family during the coming year. Look for a new Wetson's restaurant in Brooklyn on Pennsylvania Avenue and on Flatbush Avenue. And in Connecticut, in New Haven, West Haven, Fairfield, and Bridgeport, and other locations in the metropolitan area. Please drive carefully. Wetson's is looking forward to seeing you soon. Now look at the weather. In sunny midtown Manhattan, 30 degrees, the humidity 51%, the barometer rising, the wind from the northwest at 5 miles an hour. Tonight will be cold with increasing cloudiness, a low in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and cold tomorrow with a chance of some snow late in the day or at night. The outlook for Monday, partly cloudy and colder. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Now, at 17 minutes after the hour, Monitor scans the nation for today's weather. This is a recording. Pretty cold, snowy, and rainy today in most of the country. Here in New York, cold, sunny, fair skies, followed by thousands of holiday visitors. Tomorrow, more cold, snow, and New Year's Eve will probably be quite wet. Nothing to do with the weather. This morning's low, a charming 19 below zero at Devil's Lake, South Dakota. In Honolulu, it's 77. Sunny skies and waving skirts. Oh, boy. The primary function of a windshield wiper is to keep the glass clear during stormy weather, so you can drive your car safely and comfortably. Two things that can upset the performance of your wipers and blur your vision are dead rubber and wind lift. The rubber in every wiper blade goes dead, often in a few months, from exposure to hot sun and oily road film. They become streakers. The ANCO anti-wind lift blade actually harnesses the force of the wind and uses it to keep the blade tight on the glass while wiping. You can get ANCO blades and refills wherever you see the bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. The attendant will snap on a pair in seconds, and you'll have that safe, comfortable feeling again. It's a good place to buy gas, too. Fly Me to the Moon, the Sandpipers. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola. A sneak preview of the East-West Shrine football game, which we'll be hearing here on NBC in about 20 minutes. In just a few minutes, NBC will be bringing you a play-by-play account of one of the most special of all the football games that are played every year in this country. From Candlestick Park in San Francisco, you'll hear the 43rd annual East-West Shrine game, bringing together the pick of the seniors from this year's top college teams. That's one thing that makes the game special, the caliber of players. Both lineups will be carrying outstanding players, including no less than 10 All-Americans, headed by the Heisman Trophy winner Gary Beban of UCLA. In addition to Beban, the West team will also have three other All-America players. There will be Haven Moses, an outstanding pass receiver from San Diego State, defensive back Jim Smith from Oregon, and Arizona State's fine defensive tackle, Curly Culp. On the East team, the All-Americas include Larry Kasanka, the running back from Syracuse who made everyone's selection list. Also, there'll be Harry Olszewski, offensive guard from Clemson, a pair of excellent defensive backs, Frank Loria from Virginia Tech and Tom Shane of Notre Dame. The defensive unit will also have All-Americans Dennis Byrd, North Carolina State tackle, and Notre Dame's great end, Kevin Hardy. In addition to the players, the coaches are highly regarded, too. Ben Martin of the Air Force Academy will be the man in charge of the West, and the East will be coached by Notre Dame's Ara Parsegian. Another big plus for this game is tradition, and the East-West Shrine game has more than its share. The game was first played in 1925, which makes it the oldest of all the college All-Star games, and next to the Rose Bowl, the oldest postseason football game of them all. In this series, the West has won 20 times, the East 17, and there have been three ties. But despite all these things, there is one thing above all that makes this game so very special. It's the fact that this game is being played for the benefit of crippled children in hospitals all over the nation. It's sort of a great big thank you. The young men who'll be out on that field in a few minutes come from all over the country, from all different kinds of backgrounds. But besides a love for football,
they have something else in common. They've all been blessed by the good Lord with strong, sound bodies. Everyone isn't that fortunate, and maybe sometimes that's easy to forget. But the Shriners don't forget. They do something to help those kids get the care and attention they're entitled to. That makes the Shriners special. The fact that these football players help the Shriners do that job makes them special, too. I'm no fortune teller or a guy with great ability to see into the future. I spent a long time trying to figure out whether the next pitch would be a fastball or a curveball, and I'd hate to tell you how often I was wrong, even when I was catching. But I'll go out on the limb about one thing. The young men who are going to play in the East-West game won't appreciate for a while what they're doing today. Later on, when they're married and have children of their own, they'll realize what a wonderful day today was in their lives. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, and now this for State Farm.
This is Al Capp for State Farm Mutual. Do you realize that people under 25 have taken over the growing of 90% of all the hair in the United States? And they're taking over on our highways, too, so it's time for the rest of us to start a mass takeover of our own. If we haven't already, we'd better take our cars over to the nearest State Farm agent and get them protected by the biggest car insurance company on the road.
Joe Garagiola with his personal, colorful coverage of sports is heard every weekend on Monitor. And now a listening reminder. Later today, with Ted Steele as your host, you'll meet piano virtuoso Reuben Mitchell, hear about Scottish New Year costumes, and learn how our calendar has evolved throughout the years. Regulars Mel Allen, Dr. Joyce Brothers, Al Capp will be on hand as well, plus a lot of bright music. So be sure to listen later today on Monitor. Here's music. Brooke Benton with The Glory of Love.
You got to give a little. Take a little. And let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of. That's the glory of love. Gotta laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
Spearmint gum every day, as millions do.
Chew Wrigley's Spearmint gum.
excitement of the annual East-West football game, coming to you for the first time from Candlestick Park in San Francisco, featuring the country's top college players. You've been listening to Monitor. I'm your host, Ed McMahon.
This is the NBC Radio Network.